rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When was the last time you felt completely overwhelmed when your favorite beauty blogger told you to chug a shot of apple cider vinegar? Well, there's something completely counterintuitive that happens in your brain when you're told to do that. And, you know, confusion, disgust, shame. Apple cider vinegar is brown and nasty, and the smell will turn your face, you know, into like a crinkled up piece of newspaper immediately. And also, don't forget that there's fungus at the bottom of that motherfucking jar if you buy it organic. Dr. Bronner, or not Dr. Bronner's, Bragg's. Bragg's apple cider vinegar is my favorite. And it's quite healthy for you when you put it on food, you know, salad dressing and things of that nature. But chugging a shot? No, thank you. Those same beauty bloggers will insert ads for their wrinkled supplements and shit right after they tell you to drink that nasty bullshit. And, you know, I consider it the biggest conspiracy theory on social media. Making you crinkle up your face and then selling you a supplement to uncrinkle it afterwards. All jokes aside, though, have you ever considered the negative impact a cleanse like that could have on your body? Well, you tried putting acids in your already quite acidic stomach because it's suggested that that will cleanse the body. Well, next time, I'm going to urge you to think twice. Next time, you will have the most complete information regarding the healthiest way to detoxify because you're listening to this podcast, and you can cleanse every single cell of your body. Did you know that? It's not done with apple cider vinegar. The process of finding health is not as complicated as you are making it, honey. You are probably gathering information using Google and sites like YouTube as a starting point. I personally like to pull medical journals and things of that nature just to see what's going on. You know, you're on the team typing fast as you can and jumping from blog to blog and search engine to search engine, looking for free trials for systems and courses that only try to sell you more shit down the road. You know, and what I'm seeing is that your biggest obstacle is that you constantly are running into contradictions and confusion. Even if you found the right information, you still don't know which piece of data, which information you should implement immediately or save for a time when you really need it. In the winter, you and your nose, it's running for weeks. There are not enough puffs tissues to last you. Therefore, your body may require a different approach in the cold versus in the summer. And there is a way to detox, cleanse your body. There is a process that's already happening inside. You just have to let it happen. And also, I wanted to remind you that I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to Center of the Sun podcast at devaughn.org. That's spelled DVAUGHN.org. Thank you for listening. You can stop gagging on kombucha now. Like, you can stop. If you truly believe that you can control your own destiny, which you can, then the fate of your health depends on you understanding more about your body and less about modern science, because modern science would inform you that you need to add things to your body in order to fix yourself, as opposed to eliminate certain things from your body. I want you to understand, and actually you just need to understand, that true threats to your health are largely environmental. Ancient wisdom informs you a great deal on the matter, and I'm going to tell you why. Based on the fact you are, based on that fact, you are right to assume that extra steps must be taken to maintain a healthy body, of course, but those steps are individually iterative and cannot be bought with money. Yeah, you thought you could just buy a supplement and things of that nature. And the natural biological processes you need to clean out your body happen. And they happen during what scientists call autophagy. Last week on Center of the Sun podcast, we discussed what happens to your body when you do what? Nothing. Like, literally restrict how much food you eat and when, time-restricted eating. This leads to all kinds of changes in your body. And in every case, you know, we did not find that autophagy was necessary in order to heal the body. But in most cases, if you're healthy enough and you have enough fat to spare, autophagy is your best bet as the best detox cleanse. One of the most important things to know about autophagy is that it forces your body to detoxify and cleanse on its own. That's basically all you need to know. Purging waste to reduce the size of each cell, that's what autophagy is. And yes, it is as uncomfortable as it seems at first. As with any lifestyle change, it's going to be uncomfortable, duh. And each cell is made with the healthy fat we get from plants. When we eat too many carbs and animal pieces of meat and sugars and process this and process that, it makes it harder for our cells to stay healthy. And because at a base level, our body is always striving for homeostasis or balance. But when the cells don't get the food it needs or doesn't get the proper time to heal because you've been abusing it for so long, your cells tend to let toxins in a little bit more often and then not being able to clean them out. That's why taking supplements, you know, synthetic supplements, because you can supplement your diet eating bark or something. Excuse me. You can, and unless you are truly nutrient deficient, you know, people eat dirt and stuff, you know, when they're pregnant because their body just is requiring a little bit more minerals. And so if you're truly nutrient deficient, you will know. Just letting you know that. And I just want to encourage you to do the research before you go start taking vitamins. Because actually, vitamins probably are causing more damage than good. And autophagy is the best detox cleanse because your body recycles its nutrients to regenerate new cells. And it's free. Like, your pee is fluorescent because you don't need Centrum. Your pee is fluorescent because you don't need vitamin A, E, C, D, A, riboflavin, all of them, because you get it from food. What you need to do is sit the fuck down and practice some fine hand movements, and we'll come back to that later, but you need to sit the fuck down and review what the fuck I'm talking about, okay? And so just to give you a little recap of last week's episode, the process of autophagy is broken down into three main types. Type number one, macroautophagy. Macroautophagy is the most common form when your cellular waste is disposed in bulk. So it's what happens when you stop eating. Your body starts in bulk being like, oh shit, let's get efficient, honey. Like, bah, 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 and it starts throwing away stuff. And then you have chaperone-mediated autophagy, and this process happens less frequently and is associated with recycling only certain kinds of proteins and certain kinds of waste. The third kind of autophagy is called microautophagy, and this happens closer to the recycling site, you know, on a micro level, so it requires less energy from the cell. Last week, I described that these biological processes are nuanced. That is, the beauty of the human body is the nuances that are within us. Autophagy seems to be regulated in a magic way. And based on the source that I'm citing today, there are decades of research that still need to happen in order to understand these pathways before we even get to therapeutic applications of autophagy. So the best bet for you is to listen to your body and figure it out for yourself. Research is so behind, so you know nothing and neither does anyone else, and that's okay. All we know is that if we do nothing, something happens. You don't really have to think about activating or deactivating certain processes in your body. It all happens automatically. You're welcome. That is because there are ways the immune system turns off these processes to ensure survival. So like I said earlier, there were certain instances where people were in like an intensive care unit in a hospital and autophagy was not good for them because they needed every single piece of nutrients and waste or whatever the fuck. They needed everything. They didn't need their body to clean out shit. So that's why it's best to just, you know, let your body ensure its own survival. It's not your job to pick and choose how your body will work. To find the best detox cleanse, just live. Yeah, it's that easy. To know your body the best, just live. You know your body. You know it the best. So when you're looking into diets, like last week's topics, time-restricted eating, like when your doctor tells you to fast before blood work, that kind of time-restricted eating, you should understand that you never have to engage in extreme trends. You don't have to do a keto diet. You don't have to do an Atkins diet. You don't have to do anything but what you want to do, because easing into health is the best bet if it's new for you. And I'm saying all this because you have to understand the mechanism of disease. Like I said earlier, your body recycles nutrients to make new healthy cells. Also, cells are made with fats and all kinds of proteins and sugars, and your cell wall, you know, is made with this fat, and that fat moves to let things in and out. The next time you go to Chipotle, you need to get the veggie bowl so you can get the guacamole. You don't have to pay extra to get guacamole, because not only is that meat too damn spicy, you want the healthy fats from plants, not from animals. Those are the kind of changes that I'm telling you to make today. You don't have to cut meat out completely, but if you're going to eat meat, make sure that you're allowing your body to dispel of waste. Coconut oil is also good for your skin. I feel like waste on the outside of the body is because you have cells on the outside and the inside of your body. I also use coconut oil, and that's been a game changer for my skin. I prefer not to eat coconut oil because some nutritionists say that it has like a little bit too much of the bad fat that I don't want it. I'll try to eat other forms of fat, but coconut oil is just too intense, but I love it on my skin. And pretty much all nutritionists tout plant-based oils like coconut oil, sunflower oil, all those oils, basically everything but corn oil and palm oil, like those don't have the long fatty acid chains or whatever the fuck you need in order to make the phytochemicals. I don't know. All I know is that fried potatoes taste good in coconut oil. And you can support the production of healthy cells in your body by decreasing sugar and increasing plant-based healthy fats. And the thing about sugar, and I'm not talking about processed sugar, I'm talking about grains, all that kind of shit, it all breaks down to sugar. This is 10th grade biology class. you combine a healthy diet with time-restricted eating, you'll most likely live, as long as I will, to 110 years old. It's easy because you help your body do what it's meant to do. On the flip side, I hear people talking about cancer all the time, and it kind of scares me. I'm scared. That's why we're doing, you know, a very deep dive into antioxidants and things and allowing your body to naturally dispel of waste. Cancer happens when your body cannot complete its detox and cleansing processes on a regular basis. That's the key. Regular basis. Consistency. You don't got to do it every day. You don't got to do it every week. But at least 3 meals a day, you know you eat at least 3 meals a day, you should know that the process of autophagy is basically never happening. That's why some people are like, okay, well, you need to eat 1 meal a day. You need to let your body heal the rest of the day. Certain religions practice this all the time. They take time out of the year to do this multiple times a year. Fasting as a ritual is an excellent way to live longer. Now, ancient wisdom and modern science are beginning to agree on this topic. Thank God, finally. And we all have this evidence. But why haven't you made the necessary life changes? How has your fear stopped you from acting already? Like, what is it going to take for you to respond? We're talking about mechanisms of disease. We're talking about long-term health, but it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. Let's see. The hormonal response that our body uses in response to fear, aka the fight or flight response, is a great place to start. So, I mean, we're talking about not eating, which is very counterintuitive. We're talking about science and research and cell walls and scientific terms. And it's kind of like, it's kind of overwhelming. And I understand. I really do. We have all this evidence, but why haven't you made the necessary life changes? How has your fear stopped you from acting already? So, you know, I said, let's start a fight or flight. I agree. Everything that makes us human, right down to your thumbs, is controlled in the front part of your brain called the frontal lobe. Why is your comfort zone guarded better than all the Trump properties across the world? Well, your soul is being guarded by your personality. We call this the esoteric energy system. We talk about it on Center of the Sun all the time because I believe that once we start understanding how our own bodies work, how our soul is composed, we can start finding out these very simple answers to our questions. And that is the simplest answer that I have right now. But you don't wake up every day and decide to make sweeping changes to your health. That's just not how anything works. Just like the development of your soul, you must allow yourself to make small changes over time. You must forgive yourself every day that you don't commit to yourself. Consistency over time will provide you the progress you desire. That's it. You remember waking up on your first day of school as a freshman, either level of any college or whatever it is. If you're a freshman in any space, you remember then graduating 4 years later and looking back like, damn, I did that. At no point during your tenure as a student did you stop and realize that every new grade is built upon the one you just finished. You just think that you don't even know what's happening. You're just going through processes because that's what you're supposed to do. But that's exactly how life is. And that's probably why there are 12 grades to begin with, because it's like as above, so below. So when you're evaluating the best detox cleanse, you'll want to remember that it's an iterative process and that you have to start from somewhere and you have to stop at regular intervals, look back, evaluate your progress, and then move forward or stay or move back or whatever it is. But the point being is that you take one step at a time. One step at a time. But this is how your brain operates. There's a researcher at the University of Texas. She gave a presentation on YouTube a few years ago about how the brain operates. She's a researcher, and not only did she figure out ways to preserve brain health over time, well, within very little time, she found that you can improve your brain health and make yourself smarter. So if you're going to be making all of the changes, all of these sweeping changes that impact your body over time, over long periods of time, I would suggest keeping attention on your mental health, because that can change a lot quicker. And this researcher, her name is Sandra Bond Chapman. She has a PhD, and she looked at the brains of hundreds of patients and had them complete tests and all these little activities and things while she did magnetic resonance and imaging of the brain, MRIs or whatever. And she found that blood flow is the greatest indicator of brain health, because all the brain's food is carried by the blood. The sugar, the fat, all that shit is all carried by the blood. So fasting, allowing your body to go into autophagy, not only clears out the healthy cells, or clears out the cells and makes them healthy, allows the old waste to be regenerated into new cells, then all of the components. So autophagy is more than just like recycling waste. It's reducing the size of each cell through the process of recycling waste and then reusing and recycling fat and sugar. That is the second part of autophagy that I don't want to miss, because the fats and the sugar that are expelled from the healthy cells in the body, guess where they go? They go to the brain, bitch. They go to the brain. And Chapman also discovered several easy to implement changes that you can make. And she has nothing to do with fasting, but her research supports our research that fasting is good for long-term health. But she discovered several ways to implement changes you can make yourself smarter, you know, by nearly 12%. So you can change your brain function. You can improve your brain function by nearly 12% within hours of making these changes. So that's exciting. I mean, if you wanted to make a sweeping change, here you go. Here's a sweeping change. So she broke it down into, how many parts is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 parts called brain powers. So the first brain power is called the brain power of one. The brain power of one is focusing on one thing and resisting the urge to think of something else. The brain power of one. So all of these brain powers will improve brain blood flow to in the brain, which is the greatest indicator of brain health, because more blood flow, more nutrients. More nutrients, more neurons can be fed, more neurons can be fed, more neurons can be fired, more neurons can be fired. What? More information can be transferred, more information can be transferred. Therefore, you can think deeper. You want to be thinking deeper. So focusing on one thing very deeply and resisting the urge to think about something else is a very good way to kickstart brain health. Once you are finished or during the process of time-restricted eating or fasting. Secondly, brain power of two. Focus on two things that will make the most impact in your day. So she suggested, like, if you had a to-do list or something, if you had like 20 things that you needed to finish that day, she says, focus, pick two things and focus on those, only on the two things that will make the most impact on your day. So if you have to focus on multiple things, focus on the things that will make the most impact. Try to make it into an equation or a problem that your brain has to solve. And if you just let your brain focus on those two things, it will solve it. The third way to increase the blood flow in the brain, which is the greatest indicator of brain health, is called the brain power of deep. Brain power of deep and is the study of multiple ideas, both abstract and concrete. And then, so going to multiple museums, reading multiple research journals, talking to people, dancing, moving, doing all of these things, and then taking all of those experiences and figuring out a way to synthesize them into your own words, just like this podcast. I'm like, oh my God, the power of deep is me. But trying to figure out, but making connections between disparate ideas, and but being able to synthesize them into your own words, into one idea, is the power of deep. Okay? So the next brain power that you can practice is the power of less. The brain, so Dr. Chapman asserts that the brain freezes when it has too much information. She goes on to say, with less information, your brain can work faster so you can move on quicker to the next task. So imagine this. If you're thinking of 20 things, you can't focus on 20 things at one time. You have to stop. But you have to take one step at a time. But because those 19 things are still looming in the background, your brain doesn't have enough space to process the one thing that you're processing, because it's still processing 19 things. So give it less information, and then you can process quicker. You can take shorter, faster bites and digest them faster, as opposed to take big, long bites and it takes 24 hours to digest it. And then the last brain power that you can exercise is the brain power of innovative thinking. Your brain is wired for inspiration. And she found that when people were inspired, the brain flow, the blood flow, and the electrical flow through the brain happens faster when there's inspiration present. So seeing beautiful things, being in love, having a muse, being in awe of something is gives the brain more brain power. Dr. Chapman also goes on to describe that you can add supplements and supplemental habits to make your brain healthier by focusing on eating the right amount of food at the right times, like time-restricted eating, getting the appropriate amount of sleep every day. And of course, like every fucking doctor tells you, you gotta do aerobic exercise because you have to push the blood, physically push the blood to the brain. You don't want it to be stagnant, and you don't want your blood pressure to hurt your vein, the arteries in your brain either. So check out the YouTube video that I have posted on this blog. It's called, Healthy Make Yourself Smarter or something. I don't know. But it's all about the frontal lobe. And it's because many of the habits we picked up as children are terrible for long-term health. And she even says they're toxic for long-term health because they stress us out for no reason. For instance, like multitasking, trying to do 14 things at one time only stresses your brain out and creates more inflammation, and then de-incentivizes your brain to do deep thinking because you're doing superficial multitasking. Also, superficial forcing yourself to memorize things. You're not a fucking computer. You're not supposed to sit there and memorize 20 million things. You're supposed to understand and solve problems. And also, never taking a break means, that you will age faster. Yeah. If you don't take a break and you don't sit down and just think about something stupid for once in your fucking life and then get back to deep thinking, you'll age faster. You're not a computer. You're not a computer. You're not Steve Harvey. You have to sleep. The more you try to be a computer or a Steve Harvey or whoever the fuck is telling you not to sleep, they're going to die at 54. You're going to die at 111. You can't limit your brain's ability to think deeply, period. Think about what your actions mean for your body and your soul. If you start there, it doesn't matter what you think about. Just think about it deeply. Honestly, like if you're a white supremacist, think about white genocide for a while. Like, go ahead, because it might solve an issue. Then, if you're an Australian, and you feel like white people are being murdered because brown people get immigration rights. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but think deeply, girl. Then move on. Think deeply, then move on to think about how you contribute to your body's own toxicity. Once you start thinking about that, you're like, damn, maybe I won't drink every day. Maybe never working out is not the best thing, you know, it's not the best thing to do or not do. But you also know, you know, based on this podcast, that the most extreme changes are unnecessary, because that's not how anybody works. That's not how anybody lives long. You don't live long by doing something fast and quick. You live long by taking it real easy and having a lot of support. And you can use your brain, all the excess sugar that you're sending into it once you get done fasting, to answer the questions. Answer the questions that work best for you. Okay, honey? Let's recap. The best detox cleanse can be found within the natural processes in the human body. This process is kickstarted when you stop what? Eating. Fasting, time-restricted eating, ketosis diet, whatever the fuck you want to do, just do something. When you stop eating, but when you do something, you don't have to do it every day. Just do it like once a week. When you stop eating, autophagy occurs. And you don't even have to do it once a week. You could do it 14 hours a week or 4 hours. Start small. But when you allow your body to go into autophagy, it starts trying to reduce the size of each cell by expelling waste, parasites, and viruses. Then any nutrients that it can't recycle, it sends it to the brain to be recycled. Like, it's so, like, the body is so fucking lit. The body is like a motherfucking skyscraper. It's like, if you're a fucking virus, you live on a, you live in a, you know, Trump Tower ass bitch, but it's well taken care of. You know that when your physical health is together, your brain can thrive. You can help your brain thrive by focusing on a few tasks, preferably one, but you know that's hard. But if you focus on only a few tasks a day, you'll create the consistency and the progress to avoid monotony and to resist the urge to jump on the bandwagon of a trend. So basically, the best detox cleanse is yourself. Be yourself. Happy Pride.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.